Bass V.
We're back, motherfuckers. I told you. You thought I was bullshitting. Deep V.
Yep. They all knew we were coming back.
They did?
We told them 52.
Mm.
It's true.
Did they take us literal?
I don't know.
Jackasses.
I've heard it both ways.
Right. Agree to disagree. I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
And we are here. Today we're doing something a little different. Typically we do beers.
A little out of the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of trying to, what are we doing here? We're trying to get naked tonight.
Right.
With the ladies.
Make bad decisions or just, you know, whatever.
So that means we're drinking a little Mexican.
Moonshine.
Moonshine.
Tequila.
Go ahead and open that bitch up.
Boing.
Mm.
we're not just sipping it.
No.
No.
I don't sip anything.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I just take shots and guzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what men do.
That was the first porn I made.
I shots can't, and guzzle. I can't tell our listeners how good this episode's going to be.
It's going to be good.
Because I'm mixing darks with liquor, or darks with lights, because clearly Mexican moonshine is a dark.
Right.
And, I had a white before I came, so that's
that was me.
Yeah, it was a good light. So, so you, Mexican moonshine tequila.
Yep,
you know it's good.
It is,
because my understanding is that you can use it to clean your oven.
Yes,
I'm pretty
broil.
Right.
Yeah,
is that what you use it for?
Broil mode. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Selena's dad drank it on the road with Selena y los Dinos.
Correct.
Es un bustier. Es un bro.
How do I reach these kids?
Same guy, different movie. You're okay. Welcome.
I love Selena.
Selena.
You know what else I love?
What?
Mexican moonshine.
Agreed. Did you know Roger Klein made Mexican moonshine?
He made it?
In what? Mexico?
That's probably. Yeah, it's his tequila. His tequila. He's the guy who made the theme song to King of the Hill.
Isn't he white?
He's a white Mexican.
How can a white make Mexican moonshine? Because here's my thing.
Texas Circus?
Circus Mexicus.
Yes, do you go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go like...
Awesome.
I've been like...
No, really? Stop.
Are you
it.
Serious?
No. Stop awesome. It with your
it's good.
Your white fucking...
In Mexico.
Associations going on here. Fuck off. Yes.
Puerto Rican, Mexican.
Whatever. Whatever.
Get out of here, black guy.
Yeah. Mexican... Mexican moonshine just sounds good to me, and I don't understand how Roger Klein makes it, because Roger Klein is a white.
He is.
And to me, I like Mexican moonshine because it's called Mexican moonshine.
Correct.
Sounds a whole lot better than Caucasian moonshine.
Right. That's why it's Mexican.
Everybody knows Caucasian moonshine is apple juice.
I think Caucasian moonshine, those two brothers drove it around in their racist car. What was that? What show am I talking about? Movie?
I don't know.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Ah, okay.
Moonshine in the back.
Yeah.
Do white people? You guys help me answer this. You guys have some white in you.
Mm-hmm.
Do white people even drink tequila? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I
think so. Yeah.
You guys are fans?
Yeah. Well, I think they drink Cuervo.
I was thinking it was just more like a
Cuervo on ice.
Yeah.
Cuervo on ice is a thing.
That's a thing.
That sounds awful.
Sounds terrible.
Well, it's.
What are you drinking? Cuervo on ice.
No one says that.
To get the fucking guy out of the bar.
Right. I feel like white people drink lots of like ciders, schnapps.
Correct.
Keystone beer.
So much Keystone.
Boxed wine.
Give me a natty ice.
Boxed wine. Oh, jarred wine.
Is that a thing?
You know what? Whites just like wine.
They do. Is jarred wine a thing?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Like the big bottle of wine that like Jesus brought to the party, like,
oh, yeah.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Party
that.
Up in there, bitches.
Sangria.
That's what Jesus said.
Okay.
Carlos.
Sangria.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? It comes with like a cork, but it's
huge
a big
jug.
Ass. It's a big jar. Yeah.
So it's a growler of wine.
It's a growler of wine.
Okay.
It's exactly what it is.
Sounds dumb.
Yeah. Do your parents drink?
Yeah.
Like wine is like a fine arts thing. Like women feel like they're artistic when they drink wine.
Right.
They're such assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
They think that like they're part of Sex and the City if they drink wine.
Right.
Not true.
No.
They're stupid.
Yes.
Still.
Correct.
Women are dumb.
Dumb.
Clearly.
That's just science.
Yeah. My mom drinks a lot of wine though.
Dumb.
Yeah. she says that she drinks it though personally for her back.
Mm-hmm.
But two little sisters later, I'm pretty sure she's not using the wine for her back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Makes sense to me, though. You know? drunk sex.
Right.
Drunk Mexican sex.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Why?
Between drunk sex and Mexican
sex. What would be the difference?
Here's the thing. Drunk Mexican sex is kind of like when it's against like the woman's consent.
Okay. Sounds like rape.
Yeah, yeah. It's on a dirty mattress.
Right.
In a vacant rundown home.
Still sounds like rape.
With lots of my friends. Saying, Simon, I think that typically, you know, the general population does refer to it as rape.
But, right.
But, you know, tomato, tomato, so.
I've heard it both ways.
Is that right. A felony?
I don't know. It depends on where you are.
Right.
Okay, good.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. That's not drunk Mexican sex. Drunk Mexican sex is just drunk sex in Mexico.
Right. Okay, all right, so it's spring break sex.
Right,
okay.
At the bare minimum, it's sex in your car in the Filiberto's drive-thru.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we all like Filiberto's.
Everybody does. When we're drunk. Love getting diarrhea.
So good. Dropping the LBs.
That's the only way to do it? It's the safest way to do it.
It is. Have you been to Mexico before?
My parents own 2 houses.
Okay, go on.
So, yeah.
Remember when we had the conversation that you... weren't rich, and now you're telling me your parents own 2 houses in Mexico.
Do I have a joint bank account with my parents?
Do you have the same last name? Do you have the same last name?
Yes.
Are you their favorite son? Probably. Disclaimer, yes, yeah. You are. Jared, you suck. But I've never been to Mexico myself. Jared's his brother for everybody.
Jared, you suck.
He sucks so bad.
So is that your only brother?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Oh, sisters.
No. Actually, they had a third brother, but he sucked so bad they aborted him.
Right.
Even when he was alive. Yeah. Murder.
They tried to put him back in.
It's not murder. It's not murder if you stick him back in the pussy and kill him. Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened, right?
It's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
They tried with Jared. They actually walked into the hospital and they were like, "Hey, can you abort this 6-year-old? And Jared was like, "Fuck, Mom.
What can you do with this?
You want him or no?"
Right. I've not been to Mexico, so I'm actually kind of jealous because I've thought about going.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think, why would I? Is it not a third world country?
It is.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So that's basically like living in California and saying, you know what? I want to go to North Dakota and vacation.
Mm-mm, no, different.
No, yeah, that's totally what it is, because nobody goes to North Dakota.
Right.
To vacation.
Correct.
And if there are some people that voluntarily go to North Dakota to vacation.
Correct.
They're the same people who think that women shouldn't vote.
Correct.
And black people should enter the house.
Yeah, they...
through the back door.
They definitely do not like dark skins.
Right. Dark skins. I like that.
Right.
Would tan skins be considered in that?
They don't like Mexicans either.
What's a dark skin? Is that just blacks?
Blacks, yeah.
Well, what about a dark Asian?
They don't exist.
What about a Mexican who fell asleep in the tanning salon?
he's a red man.
Right. I do seriously though one day want to go to Mexico just because I feel like if for nothing else to find my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, because
you do want a Mexican woman.
You can pay her a lot of
money. She'll clean so much.
Yeah. Because my understanding is they start training them young down there.
Very.
You know what I mean?
I think the consent is 12 down there.
12 years old.
12 years old.
Perfect. No, that's gross.
Christ.
That's not perfect. Not perfect. You're 6 years off of perfect.
She's 2 years off perfect, right?
Quinceañera. She's 4 years off. She's 4 years off.
She's going to be a woman when she's 16.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can do everything a woman can do when they're 16.
Periods?
When do they have their periods?
Yeah. When do they have their periods?
I don't know. That sounded rapey. Yeah. I don't know.
When do they have their periods?
Dracula, drink blood.
I don't think
there we go. There
I don't
we go.
Think he's Paul drinking that. I think he's drinking that one.
Right.
Yeah, right. I don't but think I, you have to bite.
That's
yeah.
it. That's
the
that right there is the Keystone Lighter, the jarred wine of blood. I don't think
But in all seriousness, I do hear that they start them young down there, teaching their Mexican women like the essentials of marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like sit,
mm-hmm.
stay,
correct.
Fetch,
right.
You know what I'm saying? When I'm mm-hmm. horny, roll over,
correct.
You know what I mean? I need to learn how to say these things in Spanish because.
Just add an O at the end.
Spanish makes everything sound better.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me give you an example.
Fecho.
What's... I like that.
That's fart.
There we go.
What's no in Spanish?
No.
What's no in English?
No.
You didn't have it right in Spanish. You know what no in Spanish is?
What is it?
No, I.
basically,
if you add I to anything, it's Spanish.
Right.
That makes sense. Say it with like a total American accent. Like, no.
No, you gotta say
it. But
like,
he went Mexican.
This is how women say it. No, I. Guys say it like, no, I.
It's just a question mark.
Right.
Okay.
It's just a big question.
I got it. Right. I got it.
Do you speak Spanish, though?
I do not. I can understand it.
You've got Mexican in you.
I do.
I have Mexican in me. I don't speak Spanish either. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had Mexican in you.
I've had Mexican.
Ayo.
I've had Mexican around me.
You have.
Around my wiener. I love Mexican around the wiener.
Do you?
Feels good.
Yeah.
Feels so good. I like Mexican women. I like a woman so Mexican that she sold oranges on the corner before.
Right.
Yeah. I want
it.
Yeah.
True story. I had a tamale today that I bought from a Mexican woman that came in the store and said, hey, you want to buy some tamales? Uh-huh. Of course I want to buy some tamales.
How attractive was she?
Very ugly.
Okay.
Okay. I bit into said tamale.
Uh-huh.
The longest, blackest hair was stuck in my teeth.
Uh-huh.
It didn't come from my hair. I can tell you that right now.
Here's the thing.
But it was the best tamale I've ever ate, so I ate the back end of it.
Everybody wants to know if you finished it.
Yeah, I ate the back end and I threw away the middle.
So good. Would you sell it in your store or no?
No. No, what kind of store do you think I work at?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, it was the best tamale you've ever had, so it was the hair.
It was very good.
And if you say
and it had
like,
hair in
the
it.
The fucking payo.
I mean, yeah. Did I buy more? Yes.
Yeah.
Did I eat around the hair? Yes. It was very good. But that really did happen today.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Well, that's good. So you don't speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish.
Nope.
But we can all agree that, like, if French is considered the language of love.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, Spanish is definitely the language of fucking, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Let me give you some Spanish fucking sentence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want some?
I heard.
No, I.
Here we go. Let me. Ay, papi. Ay, sí. Más. Ay, lamer mi coño. You know what that is?
No.
Lick my pussy. That sounded good, right?
Yeah, it did.
Let me give that to you in English.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Why does it sound so manly?
Suck my pussy.
What the fuck is that?
You are with the wrong woman. That's like, I am positive of.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. This sounds like I was with Larry Bird.
I'm gonna pass the ball.
Right. Enough of that shit. Yo, what did we do this weekend? What went on? Did anything happen?
I went to a sci-fi burlesque.
A sci-fi burlesque.
Correct.
That sounds nerdy and sexual. Continue.
It was. I got pulled on stage, too.
You got pulled on stage. Elaborate.
It was a twerking contest.
Uh-huh.
You've seen me dance.
I've seen your butt.
It's not good.
The dancing of the butt, because the butt is good.
The dancing's not good.
Okay.
So I decided to strip instead.
Uh-huh. Well, usually when you have a butt, that's the logical...
Correct.
Yeah.
Got first place.
Did you?
Oh, no, I stripped.
Yeah. Yeah, let's drink to that.
Did you do, like, the body roll?
No. I just popped off the clothes. Just popped off the clothes. Yeah, I popped off the clothes. That's how I'm going
to
win.
Let's toast to that, Paul.
Yep,
Paul. Just bring that on in.
I'd never do that. It would be like,
oh yeah,
like pity laugh.
I was very drunk. Oh god,
were you nervous?
No, I was drunk.
It was just second nature to you to rip off your shirt.
Yes,
you're just like, let's go with it,
mm-hmm.
Magic Mike style. You know what I did this weekend? So you, what did you do this weekend?
The burlesque.
You went to burlesque.
Yes,
I went to the bar with my buddy.
Okay,
I like to embarrass him on air, so. No, I'm not going to say it on
you
air.
Might as well do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to do it.
It's fair. So me and my buddy, you know what his name is?
Hmm.
Say it in there.
Lauren?
Lauren Tiffany Bryant.
Lauren Tiffany Nielsen Bryant.
Right. Me and Lauren Bryant, we go out to drink. We're drinking, having a good time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Had quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we had a bunch because he was talking to this chick that... she looked like my uncle.
Okay.
So.
Sounds like an interview.
Right. So as the night goes on, though, he was like, this shit is stupid.
Okay.
Let's fucking go do something.
All right.
So I was like, okay, what do you want to do? So as we're in the bar, You know what I'm saying? With loud music.
Right.
White women.
Correct.
Coked out cougars. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The whole thing.
Right.
You know, the whole night, he says, bro, I know what we should do. Let's go take an AIDS test. That'll spice up the night.
What?
Right. He was so serious. I 100% serious.
Did he get an AIDS test?
So, of course, I drunkenly call his bluff. I'm like, yep. Let's go do that. So,
I want some of that.
Yeah. So, I say, let's go do that. Like, right? This night's going to be awesome. It's going to be AIDS-tastic.
And you're HIV positive about that.
Yeah. So, we run to a nearby Walgreens.
Yep.
We get the joint or whatever, and we just fucking do it or whatever.
What is it? Is it like a mouth swab or?
Yeah, it is. It's a mouth swab where you swab your mouth up.
That's what I got from mouth swab.
Yeah. I guess mouth swab does mean mouth swab.
It's pretty.
I can see where you got that.
Yep.
$49 later.
Are you serious?
Our night abruptly ended. Not exactly the Kickstarter he expected it to be.
Was it really fucking $50?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm having AIDS, but I'm not checking for that.
I mean, but we did discover that we're AIDS-free, though, so that's a plus.
Did you get two of them, or just one?
It's a plus, but not like a positive plus, though. You see what I did there? You're welcome.
Did you, like, both get one, or did you just, like, share it?
Yeah, it was like a what's the word I'm looking for? Like
a
collaboration.
Okay, so
he swabbed it in my mouth. I was like, hey, let me swab your mouth.
Right, and that's their code for kissing.
Right. No, that's gross. We got our own thing. We got our own. What else happened this week? I don't know if this happened this week, but I remember remembering this week.
Correct.
The whole, who's Oscar Pistorius to you? Does that name ring a bell?
Talking about No Legs.
No Legs. Poor little Tink Tink. Yep. If anyone listens to Williams stand up.
Mm-hmm.
The Olympic runner who didn't have the legs.
Correct.
Was charged with or accused.
Yes.
Of what was he accused of?
Shooting up his girlfriend.
Right.
Or wife. I don't remember.
Yeah. This past week, or mm-hmm. not this week, I think last week.
Correct.
He actually got off of a lot of, not all of the charges, but a lot of them.
The bad ones.
Yeah. And his defense was that he thought his wife was a burglar.
Honestly, I didn't think he had a leg to stand on.
Oh, shit.
I didn't think so either.
This poor bastard.
Look at his legs.
I mean, he's like a gazelle.
Yeah.
That's no pun intended. I guess they're called gazelles.
Yeah. Numbers. I know. Yeah, that is what his blades are called down there.
Yeah. What? Which Transformer do you think he is? Because clearly he's not a human.
He's not any of the normal
ones. No, not at all. But when they found his wife.
Yep.
Or his fiance.
Correct.
She was fucking found dead. Shot.
Right.
On the toilet.
Correct.
So, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Who hears the toilet bowl flush and thinks, gotcha, sucker. Burglar.
This son of a bitch is robbing me.
Right.
But he's got the testicles to take a poop first.
Right. Because if there's one thing that the movies have taught me, is that burglars break into houses and take big poops before they get to robbing. Because
you can't
be a burglar on a full stomach. That's just common sense.
Right. How can you run out there and you have to poop?
Yeah. Some people just don't have common sense, though, so that's maybe where that stems from.
Correct. You know I think I mean? That the common sense is stuck in the bottom of the legs.
Right. The legs he's lacking. Speaking of common sense, though, you know who doesn't have any fucking common sense?
Who?
Jonathan. Is it Jonathan Dwyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, the running back for the Arizona Cardinals.
Stupid asshole.
Yeah, charged for hitting his wife. I think we just discussed domestic violence, and don't hit women.
And his was so
undeservingly.
Bad. His was so bad it was
or deservingly. Just don't hit women.
She like filed the charges like 2 months late.
Yeah.
And it was so bad that it was like, you're guilty in two fucking days.
Seriously, like, what's this guy's problem? Like, you know what he did?
Yes.
He broke his wife's nose, mm-hmm. like, and then had nerve to say that his plea was not guilty. So, what's your defense to that? Did she have, like, a really, 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 really big booger, and you tried to get it for her?
There was not a normal fly. There was a horse fly on her nose.
Nice.
And he hit the shit out of her nose.
I mean, first Ray Rice, then Adrian Peterson, now Jonathan Dwyer. Running backs, am I right?
Running bags.
Not even them, though, but like even, how about this? Porn stars, am I right? You don't even know where I'm going with this.
I don't.
Something that I heard this weekend.
Okay.
This news isn't new, but I just heard it this weekend and remembered hearing it a long time ago.
Okay.
What does Mr. Marcus mean to you?
You're talking about the porn star.
Boom.
The porn star that...
He's known for wearing tube socks and a hat and fucking bitches.
Right.
Paul, can we pull up Mr. Marcus, please? What's Mr. Marcus look like there, Paul?
He looks like a fucking porn star.
He looks like Flo Rida's like unsuccessful brother.
Yeah, he looks like he sprinkles creatine on his meatloaf. But no, you know what he got caught up with?
What?
Mr. Marcus knowingly exposed the entire porn industry to syphilis.
That's right.
He shut down the whole porn industry. Nobody can record for like a year or something. Yeah, I guess that's like the 365 days is the amount of time you need for all whores to get rid of syphilis or something like that.
That's the syphilis removal kit. 365. Right.
But seriously though, are you kidding me, Mr. Marcus? He had cooties knowingly and showed up to work anyway like, well, time to go ahead and clock in today.
You're welcome.
That's like when a girl invites herself over to hang out. It's kind of late at night, and you're making a move, you know what I mean? And right before you stick your dick through the dick hole, because that's how men have sex, right?
Right.
You stick your dick through the dick hole.
Yeah. Are you just calling the vagina the dick hole?
No, the dick hole in the underwear.
Oh, okay, I got you, okay.
Yeah.
I don't do that,
no. right before you stick your dick through the dick hole and put it in the vagina, she says, stop, I'm on my period. Which I reply, shh.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
My dick's a vampire.
No, I'm kidding. That is the bachelor life, though. Like,
yucky.
Yeah. Speaking of bachelor, we lost a, I think the flag should be, what's it? What do they do?
Half mast? Yeah.
That needs to happen right now. We lost a good man over the weekend.
We did.
George Clooney to marriage.
We did.
The ultimate bachelor.
God damn it.
Yeah. When he goes.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah. Nope. I should just give up life.
Yeah.
Shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone single, you should feel like a jackass because George Clooney, if he's married, your life is pretty much pointless.
I cried.
Really?
I did a little bit.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Face I mean, first.
Because every man's response to when their mother was like, why are you 34 and not married? Was. Talk to George Clooney, Mom. Like,
George Clooney is fuck off.
Yeah, he's 60 and fucking bitches. Right. You know what I mean? You can't say that anymore.
Right.
But I'm so in the know as of lately with like all the gossip and TMZ and all the type of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I saw the whole George Clooney thing.
Sure.
I TMZ'd it.
You know so much about people.
I know so much.
By the way, you know zero.
You know, do I?
Yes.
No, this is, I should at least get 1 point for this.
Okay, you get 1 point.
No, nothing George Clooney. Okay. Give me a point for this. Guess what?
What?
Beyonce's pregnant.
You don't get a point for that. You know why?
No.
She's black and I feel like you just know.
I like black women. No, I don't. I'm just saying that on air. Black women are angry. So angry. What up, Madea?
But did I you say what up to Tyler Perry?
Madea. Yeah. I guess she's cool.
Honestly, if you say something bad about Beyonce, she might shut down this podcast.
Seriously.
That happens.
She's very influential.
Michelle Obama hears it. I want to
say God rested on the seventh day because Beyonce was like, I got this.
Let me finish this up. Let me make this look like fucking Earth.
Right. But no, Beyonce is pretty cool though because one of my sisters wanted to be, I guess, try to dress up for her like it's Halloween 1 year.
It was you, actually.
Was it me?
Yeah, it was you.
Well, one thing I want to do now.
What do you want to do?
I don't remember which episode it was, but a lot of our listeners liked it.
Episode 5.
Yeah, that one.
Yep.
We're going to bring back our You Look Like segment. So, for our new listeners, that's basically when we go back and forth saying what you look like almost like your mama jokes, like, your mama's black. Oh,
you know what?
Oh, your mama's white. That type of thing. Except,
you know what?
What?
Our new listeners are gay listeners. Uh-huh. So talk to them in gay talk.
You want to talk to the gays? Okay. So basically what you look like is like when you and your gay friend are like, you look like Ricky Martin.
No, you look like vagina.
Yeah.
No, you look like vagina.
Yeah, that whole type of thing.
Yeah.
Instead of me and Mike referring to what we look like, we're going to talk about specific celebrities that we know that you know what they look like.
Because we look adorable. So
right.
It's impossible to say what we look like.
Yeah. So we're going to start this off with a bang, and we're going to go right into Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what Madonna looks like?
What?
She looks like a single mother that takes the bus to work at a metal factory. 8 Mile style.
She looks like the inspiration for the Mad Hatter.
Okay, okay. She looks like she's been on Jerry Springer 3 times.
She looks like Uma Thurman became a man and then changed her mind.
Okay, 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 okay. Gross.
She does, though.
Yeah, she's a disgusting bitch.
She's so veiny.
You know how I know she's disgusting? Hmm. Because she looks like she gets extra mayo on her turkey sandwich at Subway.
She does look like that. You know what disgusting is?
What?
Mayo.
It's so gross.
That's disgusting. She looks like Courtney Love's muscular uncle.
Mmm. She is muscular to be 77 or however old she is.
She old is?
I think so.
Probably somewhere around that.
I think she was around when the automobile was invented.
She's like, look at the train go by. Trains, am I right?
She looks like she got famous off 16 and pregnant. that's enough Madonna. That was good. That was gross. Good. That was good. Let's talk about someone else.
Who?
Cher. Let's talk about Cher.
Yeah.
You know what she looks like?
What would she look like?
She looks like what pops out of the mirror when you say Candyman 3 times.
Cher. Cher. Cher.
Oh, shit!
She looks like Gene Simmons and Morticia Adams from Adam's Family had a baby.
Okay, okay.
She does.
You know what else she looks like?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she sits on top of houses
mm-hmm.
and scares pigeons away.
She's an owl.
Yeah.
She looks like RuPaul wants to look like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She looks like she gives blowjobs in the back of the football stadium football field after school.
For not a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to
hurt
you.
For free.
This is going to hurt you a little bit.
Right.
She looks like what Kim Kardashian is going to look like in 20 years.
No.
She does. If you look, type her in right now, Cher. She does look like what Kim Kardashian is going to look like.
Cher looks like what all of those horror movies are going for when they have the scary white woman crawling out of the well. And what I mean.
The ring.
The ring.
I don't know.
That's Cher.
Maybe. Maybe.
Nobody knew Cher had a cameo in a ring. Oh, in a ring, too.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
It was her.
Yeah, that was her.
Crawling out of the well.
It really looked like her.
It did.
It did, yeah. Honestly.
What about, Man. Charles Barkley.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what Charles looks like to me?
What?
He looks like he wears a digital watch, a digital watch, but not for style
right.
or because he's an athlete, but because he can't tell time.
Can't read analog. He looks like Shaq's alcoholic little brother.
He looks like he eats oats and barley.
He looks like, what is that, a horse?
Slave food.
Now, hold on, Paul, I want you to pull this up because he really does look like this. Type in Waka Flocka. He looks like Waka Flocka without hair.
Waka Flocka, fame!
Waka?
Get away, I'm
Waka Flocka. Here we go.
Yeah. He doesn't look like Waka Flocka.
What?
Type in Waka Flocka and Charles Barkley.
No. You know what Charles Barkley looks like?
It comes up.
What's it?
Boom!
Okay, I see that now. All right, fair enough. I can see it.
See it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's just because he's black.
He has a different look to me. You know what Charles Barkley looks like to
what?
Me?
Well, actually, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I see it. But he does look like a slave that got away.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he got away to the north, and his owner is going to be, like, watching TV one day, and he's going to be like, there's that motherfucker.
I bought him.
Right.
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't got any more for Charles.
Charles, he's just an ugly person.
He is. He looks like a big old donut.
Yeah, yeah. What about Prince?
Prince?
Yeah, what's Prince look like to you?
Jafar from Aladdin.
He does look like Jafar.
He does.
Yeah, yeah. To me, Prince looks like a bridesmaid.
He looks like Rihanna's gay brother.
He looks like Alex and Wally's uncle from Gay Days. He really loved me. I was sad we broke up.
He didn't give me a John Deere letter.
He looks like he has a panty drawer.
He looks like Lenny Kravitz and Freddie Mercury had a baby.
Oh, I see that. Okay, okay. He looks like Michael Jackson's mascot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's get on to someone more attractive.
Okay.
What about Jennifer Aniston?
Sure. I don't have much for her.
Jennifer Aniston looks like she fucks for money to me.
Yes.
Very, very sexual.
She looks like she would be very mean to the help.
Yes. She looks like she'll suck a dick. And look at you in the eyes. Like,
no blinking.
Are you liking this?
Do you see this?
Good or no?
She looks like the woman version of Iggy Pop.
Ooh.
She does.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know what she looks like to me?
What?
She looks like she's going to cheat on her one day white husband with a young black man.
Sure. You want to be the black man?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I got you.
Yeah. We talked a lot about women.
We did.
Let's talk about Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
What's he look like?
Butthead? From Beavis and Butthead.
He does look like Beavis. Okay.
He looks like Butthead.
Very, very, very true. He looks like to me like he goes to little kid baseball games. And he knows none of the kids. Just there.
He just goes.
Yeah, like a fucking
for free
creep.
Beer.
Yeah.
He looks like Simon Cowell's drug addicted brother.
He looks like he wears white tube socks with his dress shoes.
Ironically.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like Quagmire.
He does look like Quagmire.
He does.
Giggity giggity goo. He looks like he walks outside in the morning with no shirt on.
Sure.
And he has on tidy whities. But he goes outside to check his mail.
Right.
And once he gets to the bottom of the driveway, he scratches his dick and shows off his morning half chub.
I bet he probably is. He's probably sporting 9 inches.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably. Charlie Sheen is 9 inches?
I wouldn't be surprised. Would you?
I don't know. I feel like Charlie Sheen might have like some other type of apparatus, like something that's not a vagina or a dick.
Okay. Like a toothbrush?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Are you going to brush your teeth with Charlie Sheen?
Maybe.
All right.
I have one.
How about The Rock? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You have a big crush on The Rock.
I love The Rock.
Okay.
If I was gay or heterosexual and I just knew him,
you'd have sex with him?
I'm giving it up to The Rock.
This sounds crazy,
uh-huh.
But he looks like the more muscular version of Rob Schneider.
Okay, okay. To me, he looks like he eats dinosaur eggs.
Okay.
Just a very fucking powerful man.
Right, okay. He looks like if Buzz Lightyear was real, it'd be him.
Okay. He looks like what you think you look like when you're 6 and you flex your muscles to your mom.
Right.
Mom, look at this.
Look at this bad boy. He looks like that he was the one who made the stone faces on Easter Island, or he was one of the stone faces on Easter Island and just walked away.
He looks like the first actor that was suspended for performance-enhancing drugs.
You know, he was suspended.
As an actor?
No. As an athlete.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Okay.
If you're an actor getting suspended for it,
right.
You're doing lots of drugs.
You're doing some good stuff.
Yeah. The goods.
I want to do some of those.
Yeah, yeah. I want some of that.
Sexually.
Narcotically. What about Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil.
What's
he
look
like? He looks like a Q-tip had sex with Mr. Potato Head.
He looks like the inappropriate uncle your mom told you to stay the fuck away from.
He touches wrong.
Yeah.
He gives long hugs.
Yeah.
He looks like a Lorax and a walrus had a threesome with Andy Reid.
Ooh, that's very, very detailed.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
He looks like he dips his grilled cheese in tomato soup.
I think white people do that.
He looks very white people-y to me.
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like a pioneer of a white people person.
He does. Yeah. He looks like Billy Zane's gay uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like he plays racquetball at the local gym, but he's not very good. And he wears like a headband with small shorts.
Right.
And New Balance shoes. Mm-hmm. And his legs are hairy.
And when he gets to the locker room, he just pops his leg up shirtless and nakedless.
And he wants to have a convo with
right.
you. And he's still like, has his goggles on.
Check out my danglers.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who else is that guy?
Who?
Whoopi Goldberg. You know what Whoopi Goldberg looks like to me?
What?
She looks like she couldn't afford to finish her last session of chemo, and she was just like, fuck it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah.
She looks like Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz.
Ooh.
Combined.
That's very disrespectful.
It's true, though.
I like it.
Yep.
Yep. She looks like what your mom says you're going to look like if you keep making that face.
That's the best one. Don't make that face. You're going to look like Whoopi Goldberg. She looks like Predator's lesbian sister.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She looks like a big dirty St. Bernard that's at the pound that nobody wants. They walk by and they're like, you know what? I want this asshole chihuahua.
Give me the the little dog.
Yeah.
Let me pass by the Sarah McLachlan song back
right,
there.
Right, right, right. I got one more person we should talk shit about. Miley Cyrus.
No.
All bullshit aside, I like Miley.
I know you do.
I love her.
I know you do.
I've seen naked pictures of her.
Sure.
She's attractive.
Thank you, iCloud.
In a rapey way. Like, yeah. She looks like she'll teach me something sexually, and it's hard to teach me something sexually.
Right.
I know it all.
Right.
I'm basically omnipotent in sex.
I'm pretty excited about this one.
I'm the Dalai Lama.
Are you?
Sex. No, I'm not Dalai Lama. No.
It's peaceful. No. It's very peaceful.
Peaceful sex. Very tranquil.
You know what? You know who she looks like?
What?
Justin Bieber.
She does.
She does look
with the short hair.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
To me, she looks like her ears and ankles have been acquainted for quite a few
They
times.
Know each other. Like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Saw you last yesterday.
They know each other very well.
She looks like what Angelica would look like if she grew up from Rugrats.
Angelica from Rugrats.
Oh, my God. What?
She
oh
does.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She looks like she screams harder a lot during sex to me.
She
Higher! Fuck me, nigger!
She has a really weird voice.
That was her voice.
She looks like she tells everybody how many black friends she has.
Yeah. She looks like she throws up all her food.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Sure. Yeah.
And then gets punched by her boyfriend, Sarah. Sarah the Butch.
She's the lesbian.
Yeah. I love Miley.
Yeah.
All bullshit aside.
Yeah. What does she do? What kind of drugs she do?
Miley?
Yeah. And she does the... What was the last one?
She smokes a lot of weed.
No, I know.
Well, what is the one I'm thinking of?
Miley roofies herself. She's like...
She does do roofies, but what is the other one she does?
I don't know.
It's like... Bath it's salts? Like it's like weed and like something else.
Coke?
Money?
I don't know. It's probably money. It's not money. Smokes money.
Let's, cash.
Let's think about it. Let's think about it. You know what? Let's go on a quick break and think about it.
All right.
I'm going to go suck Paul's dick.
I know you are. Oh! I'm going to film.
Dick sucking break.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Alright, so the break was good. My butt is wide.
And you're winded.
Yeah, because I mean Paul put in a lot of effort.
He did. He was thrusting. He was thrusting hard.
I'm never gonna fart the same.
Right. Shitting pancakes ever since.
Yeah, right. Let's come back with our most popular segment.
Sure.
Latex convos.
Jesus Christ!
Back with latex combos. Yep. I want to talk about something that no one likes to talk about.
I like talking about everything.
You do.
I do.
That's why you're my co-host, mm-hmm. best friend,
and adorable
lover. Lots of other things.
Correct.
Yeah.
Big spoon.
I want to talk about pussy fart.
Okay.
Is that
you talking about queefing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that taboo or is it more of an aphrodisiac?
I feel like I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Right.
I'd like to think of it as the pussy saying, "Psst, Skylar, you're doing great. Keep it up. Hey, a little to the left. Oh, yeah. Knock, knock.
You're doing good.
What's your favorite part of a girl's body?
I like the butt.
You like butt?
I do. I'm a butt guy, yeah.
Okay, you say you're a butt guy, but right. Guys who say that, like, I feel like you saying you're a butt guy is very different than me saying that I'm a butt guy. So tell me, what is your butt?
I mean, I don't know.
What kind of butt do you like? Is it like a big butt? Small and pancakey?
No. I like a tone, you know, like... I don't like a big old man butt. Like, okay. You said Serena Williams.
You like a toned, masculine, male gymnast butt.
You said you like Serena Williams, correct?
Yeah.
That's a man butt.
Is it?
Yes!
But she's a woman.
Debatable. She's won too many times.
I want to know.
Debatable.
I want to find out. That's an easy answer for me, though.
Correct.
My answer
yep.
to my favorite part of a woman's body.
The pot.
Right. Is a booty.
Okay.
You know why?
Sure.
You can point out a incredibly ridiculously ugly woman to me.
Right.
And be like, look how ugly that chick is. Mm-hmm. And if she turned around and had a fat ass, I'd be right. like, well, let's give her a chance. Like, maybe she has a kind heart. Like, let's see what this is like.
Vis-a-vis Serena Williams.
Right.
Gross.
Whatever. You have a dog and a cat.
A dog and a cat. Corona and tequila.
And you do lots of pounding, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pounding the bitches.
We do.
As in bitches.
The bitch.
The wife. Do you let your pets watch?
I mean, if they're there, yeah, it's fine.
You're like, it's cool, you guys can stay.
Just don't touch me with your nose.
You don't feel... It's so wet.
It's so wet. And it's always more wet when that happens. Like...
Link. Have you ever seen them making lots of eye contact? Like, they're just watching you.
All they do is stare at your face.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel uncomfortable?
The last time we pounded.
Uh-huh.
A couple days ago.
Yep.
You
pounded 2 days ago?
Yeah.
What's gone on in 48 hours? Are you gay?
Well, we're probably going to pound tonight.
Okay. Nice.
Well, 2 days ago when we pounded,
mm-hmm.
Corona was just staring at me right in the face. And I was like, I don't need to blink, dog. I'll stare right back at you.
I'm winning this battle.
I'm going to win, and I'm going to pound at the same time.
Challenge accepted.
Fuck off, Corona.
I don't have that problem as far as like pets watching.
Just Lauren watches.
Yeah, just because I don't have pets. I have children. Right. Royce is not watching me pound, so.
That's good.
He wouldn't like it.
No.
Have you ever caught a cramp during sex?
Yes.
You did.
Hamstring cramp.
Please tell me.
I pushed her off so fast and I was like, don't touch me. Let me straighten this leg and flex as hard as I can.
Please tell me you drank a Powerade.
I ate a banana and drank a Powerade.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes, I've got a cramp too. It's the worst.
It's so bad.
To be stroking the pussy out good and mid-stroke, you get low on potassium. You don't want to run out of potassium and electrolytes mid-stroke. You don't want to do that. Bananas. How about lights on or off when you're having sex?
I like them on. I like to see.
You like them on?
I like to see.
You want
to
see what's going on there?
I like to see. You?
I like both.
Sure.
Sometimes I like them off. When she's ugly, then it's like a... You know what I mean? I like them off when she's ugly because then it's like a haunted house. Like, you never know where you're walking or, you know, when you walk around the corner and you're right. surprised. You know what I mean? Like, that's the fucking surprise that you're getting when you have sex with an ugly
surprise,
chick.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Then there's times where, honestly, I like it when the lights are on.
Right.
You know, just because if she's good looking,
mm-hmm.
I want the lights on because I'm taking all of this in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to miss one bit. I want to remember all of this.
Okay.
Matter of fact... I'm not even blinking.
That sounds super creepy.
This is all going to the spank bank, baby.
And I'm remembering.
So much spanking. Okay. What about music? Do you like music or silence?
I like music, but at the same time, it makes me, like, it times me.
You time in your sex.
So I don't like it.
Maybe your timing is good.
It's short.
Has she ever screamed out, oh my God, I'm coming?
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you give her the same thing?
No. I'm like, surprise, motherfucker.
It's going to go, honestly, either way for me.
Okay.
I'm going to say both again, just because I like music.
Sure.
And I also like silence. Mm-hmm. So, like, if she's a moaner and all that.
Right.
You know, I don't need music. I just want to take the moans in. Because if she's a good moaner.
So
yeah. If she's a good moaner, mm-hmm. I'm pretty much Nicolas Cage because... I'm going to be gone in 60 seconds. Right.
You're driving a GT500.
Right. It's my kryptonite. Basically, yeah, I don't have much after that if a girl is moaning, especially if it's in Spanish.
If she says one thing, I'm done.
Yeah. Even if it's like, stop, I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to come.
Does it stop?
Ouch, it hurts. Oh shit, I'm coming.
How'd you get in my house? Oh God.
How'd you get in my house? How long have you been with Nicole?
13 and a half years.
How do you let her know that you're in the mood? Or, like, how do you fill her out to see if she's in the mood then?
I don't care if she's in the mood. Okay? I poke her with my nugget. And she's like, again, really? And that's how it happens.
Right. How I let her know? Yeah. Like, if she's asleep, you can always go with the, like, wipe your dick across her face technique. I can't promise that it'll work, but try it out and email us your experience. I want to know how that goes.
I think that people listening, I think that they hear your experiences. It sounds a lot like rape.
You think so?
So many of them sound like that.
Okay, well, let me give them another idea then.
Okay.
You can also just get butt asshole naked and sprawl across the bed and force her to just address the elephant in the room. Elephant in the room meaning... my dick.
Right. You also said force, so this is going with the rape again.
Tomato, tomato.
I've heard it both ways.
Agree to disagree. What do you think about drunk sex? Tell me, why does it feel so good?
I think it feels so good because you're drunk, and everything feels good.
Everything.
Because when you eat when you're drunk, you're like, Taco Bell is amazing! Yeah,
even Denny's tastes good when you're drunk.
Yeah.
I don't really have an answer for this because alcohol has this way of turning, like, flip phone pussy into iPhone 6 Plus pussy.
Correct.
Right? I don't understand it.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I am going to get drunk. I'm going to record myself having sex and watch it the next day. And I'm going to let everybody know.
Really?
How bad it is. You know what? Speaking of drunk sex.
Uh-huh.
You probably don't have to fish for sex anymore. You still got a girlfriend, right? Go on.
I told our listeners, what was it? 2-3 episodes ago?
Probably 2.
I've been dating this woman, and our relationship is very much like subtitles on a movie. Very difficult to keep up with.
Correct.
This is about the time where it's difficult to keep up with. Me and her, honestly, are so up and down. I check my Facebook regularly when I wake up to determine if I have a girlfriend or not. So... I just found out a couple of hours ago, I'm single.
Ladies.
White bitches holler at a nigga again, you know.
He has so many pumpkin spice lattes.
And I'm not going to domestic violence you.
Contrary to every rape story he's ever told.
Right. But you know what, as far as like ugly women go, like there are a lot of dudes marrying ugly women.
Okay.
That's the thing. Like me and my ex-girlfriend, I can say ex-girlfriend now, right?
Yeah.
She's an ex.
As of 2 hours ago, yeah.
Right. We didn't work out. I want it to work so bad. She's very, 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 very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But very, 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 very difficult.
Right.
So then you come with the questioning of, is it more beneficial to be with someone very, very, very attractive?
Okay.
Or very, very, very difficult?
Sure.
But if they're very, very, very difficult and very, very, very attractive?
All right.
Fuck it. But there are lots of men out there who do actually marry unattractive, ugly bitches.
Okay.
Because it is very, 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 very gay and gross to be with a woman who is constantly making you unhappy and irritated.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
So, I want to say that the dudes who marry the ugly women,
mm-hmm.
their best man at the wedding was absolutely Jack Daniels.
Absolutely.
Can we agree on that?
100%.
Right. Jack Daniels is a stand-up guy. I met him.
He is.
Quite a few times.
Have you?
Cool, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 60% of the time, you know what they say.
It works every time.
It works every time, every baby. Time. Yeah, so this is a good episode.
It was.
So you know what we should probably do is go ahead and let our listeners know where they can follow us at.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a thought.
Let's start with Facebook.
Facebook. All right, everybody, you can go ahead and follow Deep V on Facebook.
Yep.
Just look it up, Deep V.
Just type in Deep V.
Yeah, Look us up on Twitter is at OfficialDeepV.
OfficialDeepV.
And then our Instagram is, what is it?
At OfficialDeepV.
At OfficialDeepV. Very simple.
It is.
You got any ideas for us, shit you want us to talk about on air, go ahead and send that to our Gmail. That's OfficialDeepV@gmail.com.
Or Facebook or Twitter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm liking ideas. Actually, we've got a new idea.
We do.
We're coming up next Friday. We're actually going to do, it may be reoccurring. We're going to see how you guys like it. We're going to try it out.
Or how good we are at it.
Yeah, right. Everything's good. They like it.
That's true.
It's going to be official Freestyle Friday.
It is.
And being that I'm half black, you've got a 20, how much
like
black
12%.
Are you?
It's very low.
Our freestyle is going to be so good.
So good.
So good. So everybody stay tuned for that. But actually to help us out with it, we're going to bring in a special guest.
Yep.
He's a real artist. He's a real rapper.
Right.
Behind
Besides us.
Right. Yeah, definitely behind us.
Right.
The local artist, Sleep.
Sleepy.
That's what he goes by, Sleep.
Sleep, just Sleep.
Right.
His Not Sleepy.
His arch nemesis is Awake.
Awake? He hates 5-Hour Energy so bad.
But everybody stay tuned next week and let us know what you think about Freestyle Friday. It's going to be a good episode. Should we play a song for him?
You want to play a song?
Yeah, let's go ahead and
let's
give
play
him
a little different
give
intro.
Give him a little taste of some Sleep.
Yeah.
Some little NyQuil music. Go to sleep, motherfuckers. Till next week. Deep V.
I'm just trying to get my rhymes out, but you keep telling me that my time's out. They say that we running out of time, but I know that we all just fine. Well, since the shit is about to detonate, give me a minute, homie, let me set the record straight. Damn, man, I thought I made it. I even had my travel plans accommodated. Every record set, I'ma try and break it. Every word that I speak is fucking groundbreaking. But I'm still underrated. Overpaid, they thought I quit, they guesstimated. Yo, flow is so outdated. But nigga, my style is right on time. And they sent me here from the future, so I already know that I'ma shine. I'ma be the illest motherfucker on the beat. Guaranteed they'll remember me, remember me. Positive energy, fuck who's in the industry. I'm in it black, your favorite artist, motherfucker, lose your memory. Oh, I'm about to kill it. Stop with the arguments, y'all know what the deal is. Style so appealing, words so revealing. Niggas catching feelings, bitches is too. But they caught the vapors, it's nothing that they can do. Did a couple interviews, a time bomb about to blow up. No award shows, they telling me not to show up. But I ain't even tripping, you artists just make me throw up. Sickening, essential to this hip-hop motor like a piston. I tell them pay attention, but it's like nobody's listening. This shit is so whack, and everything's so garbage. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas, they flows retarded. But not in a good way, that's not what you should say. I just say the shit that a starving artist should say. Posted like Grip Blade, kicking Kumite. Every day's my Friday, so today was a good day. Nigga, I'm still on it, early morning and late nights. But fear my opponents like Tyson, Tigers and Great Whites. All you talk about is mileage and drinking that purple spy. Your style so childish, I'm the nutrients, Pedialyte. I'm not like you little niggas, make you eternally sleep like Michael, little nigga. Shake the game up like Yahtzee, avoid the paparazzi. But I'm so cocky, wanna be, but you're not me. I'm about to show off, your style's like Tylenol PM. I doze off, go ahead, take a load off. Might as well take your coat off, cause like an angry parent of plexicles pistol, I go off. Every word I speak is my revelation. So what, I got an education, this is dedication. Rap is just a platform for the message. So once I get it out, I'm gone in 60 seconds.
W-I-N-S-T.